This is Rising Up with Sonali, and I'm your host, Sonali Kolhatkar. We're online at risingupwithsonali.com. The television version of this show airs on Free Speech TV every weekday at 3 p.m. Pacific, 6 p.m. Eastern. FSTV is on Dish Network, DirecTV, and Roku. Just about a week left before the November 8th election, and all eyes are on who will occupy the White House. But there are innumerable down-ticket races on local ballots that are also worthy of much attention. Many contend that we may not have many good choices for president, but change often comes from the bottom up. Today, we'll turn to a grassroots activist in a slowly gentrifying city in Southern California who has decided to run for her local city council and inspired her community. Ana Urzúa Alcaraz is running for the Santa Ana City Council's Ward 3 in Orange County, California. She's a longtime grassroots activist working on issues of public health and gentrification. Welcome to the program, Ana.
Hi, good morning.
Thanks so much for joining us. So you're an example of, I think, some races around the country that often get overlooked, particularly during a general election cycle. Why don't you begin by telling us what your background is in the city where you're running for city council that you feel has qualified you to represent your fellow city residents on the city council?
Sure. Well, thank you, first of all, for having me. I am Ana Urzúa Alcaraz. I'm running for city council here in Ward 3 in Santa Ana. And Santa Ana is my home, my receiving home from when I immigrated to this country. I'm a Mexican immigrant, and I came at a very young age. And like many in our city, I have struggled with both the high cost of living and the need to be living with multiple families and housing, the uncertainties of housing insecurity, but also the hope that we get when we do come together as a community and we organize for positive change. I have been a part of that change in our city, and really at the behest of my community, took this position now, took this stand now to run for city council.
And so what are some of the issues in your local city that I'm sure are also major issues in small cities in urban areas around the country? Is Santa Ana what's considered a transitional city or community? That's often the sort of code word given for a place that's rapidly gentrifying.
I think so, Sonali. We've been seeing a lot of changes over the years that have been impulsed by development and by investment to our city that I'm concerned does not benefit all of our residents. So we have seen a push out and what some have called ethnic cleansing at times. It has began in our downtown, often with investments rather in other businesses that will bring an outside clientele. But we have been fighting for the last few years to make sure that our city and especially our downtown and our neighborhood continue to represent Santa Ana residents and for the viability of longtime businesses that have existed in our downtown that are Latino, that are Mexican businesses, for them to continue to have a stake and continue to have a livelihood in Santa Ana. So that transcends to cost of living. And like in many places across the country, rents are skyrocketing. And we are seeing a push out of longtime residents as well. And when our city has more of a commitment to construct luxury condominiums for an outside population and is not meeting the needs of local residents, we feel that that's a concern that we share nationally, but that we can do a lot of locally as well.
And so the sort of long-time, relatively low-ish income community of mostly Latinos, Chicanos, Mexican immigrants, this is what has characterized the city of Santa Ana. And I understand, of course, there have been the kinds of hallmarks of poor communities, such as environmental racism, of course, poor access, poor funding for education, low-wage jobs rather than good-paying jobs. Are those also issues that Santa Ana has struggled with for a while?
Absolutely. And I would add that there are big challenges that we have taken on as a city that I think put us on the map, including in our school and our education system, where we have had young people rise up to demand restorative justice as alternatives to criminalization. We also are facing an immigrant detention center that our city contracts ICE with ICE 4. So our city also is at the forefront of a movement to end detention and to find alternatives, especially for our transgender immigrant community. In many ways, we feel that Santa Ana has been at the forefront, and I have the honor of being part of this community.
Hmm. And so despite these challenges that the city faces, it has, of course, been the local population that has tried to make it a vibrant place and that has succeeded in cultural revival. I know there's a Centro de Cultural that you've been involved in, a local community cultural center where people hold classes, cultural classes, music lessons, and have grassroots events. Is that the kind of sort of wellspring of culture and excitement that then you end up seeing outsiders take notice of, see it as a great place to live because of the work that people like you have done, and move in and end up increasing people's cost of living?
I think there are many factors, Sonali. That is definitely one, because Santa Ana is characterized by all of those things. And I feel even in the experience of this election, we have seen a lot of those characteristics as well. I'm very privileged to have so many grassroots community organizations and organizers involved and community residents definitely having excitement and motivation, feeling that they will be represented in this election. But I also believe that there are policies, and that is what's bringing me to run as well, is that there are policies that have been in place that have facilitated the type of development that might not meet the needs of existing residents. And so we know that we can make the difference, and we have made the difference by coming together, by celebrating our culture, by keeping this vibrancy here in Santa Ana, but also by organizing and pushing for policy changes that will benefit our population.
Hmm. And so what is it that you are running on your platform that you would do for your city if you were elected to the city council?
Sure. I believe that the things that we need immediately include quality housing that people can afford. And this is as a response to the rising rents, to the rising cost of living, to the rising homelessness that exists in the city as a result of inequality. And I believe that when we have a commitment to building the housing that is both quality and improves the health conditions of our residents, but also that is affordable so that the next generation can afford to raise their kids and to buy a home here in Santa Ana as well. So I believe quality housing is one of the things we're going to need immediately. Also that our economy is inclusive of everyone, that we can have a thriving economy. I have been very inspired by movements of local economies where we see cooperative businesses rising up, where we can have democratic solutions, and where we can have economic growth that everyone can reap the benefits of. And lastly, I also believe in increased public safety, especially in the context of a rising and powerful police force here in our city, and especially in the context of our national struggles such as the Black Lives Matter movement. I believe that it's very important that we have a commitment to increase safety that starts with investing in our youth. Because when we invest in our youth with opportunities for jobs and opportunities for college and career pathways, we see a decrease in crime faster than we do with criminalization and further incarceration of our young people.
And in fact, how has an issue like police violence impacted Santa Ana? You know, we hear about high-profile police killings and police brutality in places like Los Angeles and Chicago, but what about Santa Ana?
Santa Ana has also had several cases of police brutality, and especially tied to our immigrant population with detentions and deportations. But Santa Ana has also been successful in stopping the deportations locally. And again, that has been because of the organizing that we have seen. And we will only continue to have those types of successes when we see a commitment and an investment into our youth. So things that have worked for us, like I mentioned, were alternatives to criminalization, things like culturally relevant programs in our schools, where we can see young people being able to be have an alternative to repair harms, right, as opposed to being sent over to detention, to suspensions, and to incarceration.
So the other very important aspect of your candidacy, Anna, is that you are an immigrant. You said you basically came to the U.S., were brought by your folks, I'm assuming, at the age of only two. You might qualify as, you know, a dreamer, right? A young person who came to the United States at a very, very young age. How unusual is it for someone like you to be running for city council? Not only are you a brown immigrant, you're a woman. There's only two women currently on the city council, one of whose seats you would be you're running for.
Yes, that's right. Actually, with our incumbent not running, and with the other woman on city council running for supervisor, which we hope she can get elected, then we actually do run the risk of not having representation of women on council. But I do believe that as an immigrant and as a community organizer, as a community member, I believe that in getting elected, it's also making the ways for better representation of our community. So I have been very inspired by people who say that when I will be elected, it's not just Anna holding a seat, it's our community being able to hold a seat on council. Right. And I have been really inspired by the amount of activation we have seen of our community, both those who can vote and those who cannot. So I have like my personal journey as an immigrant to this country through a documentation, through being a student who went to university without the aid of FAFSA, as an AB 540 student, and later through naturalization. But I remain committed because I know what those challenges are like, and I know what that road and that path, those experiences are like. And also because I remain inspired. One of my most successful event so far in the campaign has been a community get a miss. And that's a local gathering and fundraiser where some of the local moms help to cook food and invite the entire community. So I believe in all of those ways, this campaign really is about creating a path towards more representation so that we can, in fact, have better options than the typical politicians, right? But we can actually have an option where hopefully more people will continue to run and will continue to see better representation in our council and all the way up.
Yeah. And in fact, city council is one of the best places to start a career, political career, to make change. You know, school board, city councils. Unfortunately, a lot of progressives tend to forego that path to start with making change from the bottom up. I'm thinking of the Seattle city councilwoman, Kshama Sawant, who ran on a socialist ticket and Fight for 15 platform. And to, I think, her and everyone else's surprise, won, because when there are candidates who promise to actually work for on behalf of ordinary people, because they've shown, you know, that they've already been doing that, that in some cases democracy can work and actually have that sort of representation. Are you hoping to inspire others like yourself to run, not just in the future city council races in Santa Ana, but also in other parts of California and the country?
Absolutely. And I have to say, it wasn't easy for me to decide to run either. I really felt that it was that commitment and at the behest of my community. So I understand what it is to be discouraged by our electoral politics or electoral system. I understand what it feels to not have very many options and to always think about how do we get behind the least worst candidate. But I think that we can change that when we do see candidates coming up from our communities to take that position to change our local politics and to inspire others to also run.
Well, where can people find out more about your candidacy if they're interested in, and your platform, if they're interested in seeing the work that you do, maybe replicating it or modeling it, and even for Santa Ana audience members who might be interested in voting for you or supporting you in some way?
Yeah, please check out. We have both a website and a Facebook. You can find us at www.ana4citycouncil.com. And that's also for Facebook, facebook.com/ana4citycouncil.
We'll post a link to that from our website later today. Good luck to you.
Thank you so much.
My guest is Ana Urzúa Alcaraz. She's a candidate for the Santa Ana City Council's Ward 3. This is Rising Up with Sonali. I'm your host, Sonali Kolhatkar. We're online at risingupwithsonali.com. We're also on Facebook at facebook.com/RU with Sonali.